podcast number 8 from James chapter 1. We're going to be looking at this same theme as podcast 7, the Word of God. Chapter 1 verse 22, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Maybe as Nike put it, just do it. I remember watching a game show many years ago where each contestant had a speciality, a particular area of knowledge. For one contestant, it was the Bible. And he was very good. Remarkably, when the host asked him if he was a Christian, he said no. Clearly, he had never understood the connection between Bible knowledge and belief and change of life. I hope he has changed, otherwise I would hate to be in his shoes when he meets God. Bible knowledge is not something to be learned objectively as just another piece of information. It is to be embraced, believed, and lived. The Bible is to be lived. One of the quotes from James that most people are familiar with is this one, James 2:26. Faith without works or faith without deeds is dead. The Bible is to be lived. Faith expresses itself in works. James's overriding concern is to see truth in action. Truth is not just something you know in your head. It is something you live. If you do not live it, you have not really learnt it. I think that's an important warning to any of us who have grown up in the church. Maybe come through Sunday school and you think you know all the facts and the stories. And yes, you can give the Sunday school answers to most questions, but so what? And we can become so used to having the Word of God that we actually forget the immense privilege it is to have it. That we have been granted some of the secrets of God's mind and His plans for the universe. Love His Word. And that is, of course, the opposite to being children of the world. Today's world tells us to do what is best for ourselves, and it panders to our natural selfishness. But God's way is the opposite of that. Verse 21, just before our verse today. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word of God planted in you, which can save you. In our busy lives, we can think of a multitude of excuses to skip our Bible time, our quiet times, I call them, and more excuses not to put what we read into practice. We choose life's priorities and we don't always choose wisely. But this is what the Lord says in Isaiah 66 verse 2. This is the one I esteem, he who is humble and contrite in spirit, and who trembles at my word. Give yourself every opportunity to hear the word of God, which can save you and make you wise for life. Hear the word, humbly accept the word, and do what it says. We'll conclude these thoughts in our next podcast, which I'm sad to say, it's also going to be our final podcast for the time being as we come out of lockdown in church life.